Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Guided by a Dutch youth named Dietrich van Rintelen, Jungle Jim and his hard-fighting guerrilla experts raided a Japanese command post in the Malayan jungle. Van Rintelen's sister Trina was a virtual prisoner of her Nazi husband and his Jap colleagues. Following a gunfight in which Trina's Nazi husband was killed, Jim rescued the sister and she led them to safety. Their ammunition low, Jim's party made their way to a hidden supply cave. But the cave had been discovered by the Japs and is now a dangerous booby trap. Stunned at this turn of events, Jim is further alarmed by his lookout signal that a Jap jungle patrol is closing in on them from behind. The situation demands quick thinking.
Singly, our only chance is to beat these monkeys to the punch.
The impossible for even strongest man to punch with hands tied behind back, Jim.
Our hands aren't tied. Not yet.
We are blind mice who have stumbled into a Japanese trap.
Yeah. Chances are the patrol's been watching us all the time. Just waiting for us to reach this cave.
You fondle that hand grenade as though it were a baby.
Well, it's given me a brainchild of that thing, Lee.
Wait.
Thompson!
Yes, Jim?
Those durian trees across the trail. Tell the men to take up sniping positions in them.
I think it, Jackson. Okay, you guys, hit the woods.
That is the sergeant. As the Japanese approach with all the certainty of one's death.
Okay. Maybe we can pay them off like that thing. Come on, into the trees.
What have you done with the Dutch youth and his lotus-like sister?
Oh, I sent them up the trail with Kolo for their own safety.
Yeah. One can imagine how Kolo relished the assignment.
Yeah. He thinks they're both against it.
He's not the only one, my friend.
Never mind that now. Up you go. Come on, I'll give you a hand.
My limbs feel as old as those of this tree.
None of us will get any older if those Japs arrive before we're ready.
I can manage now.
Okay, keep climbing. I'm right behind you. Can you see the trail?
Partially. Our men have vanished like shadows in the night.
Get up a little higher, thing.
I dare not. The Japanese will see us.
We've got to. I can't see the cave from here.
The cave? Oh, what has that to do with it?
Yeah, you see. That's it. No, no, a little higher. There.
There's the cave. Across the trail down there.
Yeah, this is fine.
What now?
This grenade. The Japs can't tell whether we've discovered that that cave is a trap scene.
That is why their approach was cautious.
Yeah. But if they thought we'd fallen for the trap, if they heard an explosion, they wouldn't bother with caution.
Perhaps. But
well, they're going to hear an explosion. Right now. Move a little.
It's Sergeant again.
Jim. I know. The Japs must be nearly here. Just let me adjust this firing pin.
I wish I had a rifle instead of a mere pistol.
Well, what's the difference? Run out of ammunition for either one before long. There. Okay, thing, here goes.
You are throwing the grenade at the cave?
Sure. Make them think we've fallen for the trap. Move now.
Okay.
Okay, with the booby trap?
The trail, Jim. Up sort of.
Where?
Can you not see?
Yes. Yes, now I can. Yeah, look at them grinning like apes. All right. Let them get good and close now.
Come on!
Come on!
Come on! Jim. Just lost. Running up the trail.
A
Let's get that other one.
Taking aim at Tom's gun. Good going.
Not so good. The other one got away.
At that, I guess. But how far is your nearest supply point, Sing?
On the coastline. Not far, but...
I see. Not near, either, huh? Well, all we can do is make a try for it.
But without ammunition, what will happen if we meet another Japanese patrol?
Knowing that the jungle is honeycombed with Jap patrols, Jim will need all his skill to lead his men to safety. We'll see what happens in just a moment. And right now, there's plenty of action ahead with Jungle Jim.
Brother, you mean we gotta crawl through these jungles without no ammo, Jim?
That's about the size of it, Mac.
Boy, what a clambake. Maybe we should have stood in bed.
Even more distressing than the strangeness of your words, Thompson, is the volume of your brain.
Well, for... What's with you, Unc?
One of those Japs got away. He went up the trail ahead of us.
Pardon, Master Jim. With swift dispatch, did Kolo attend the varlet?
Huh? He means that Kolo took care of
him. Aye.
Oh.
And right valiantly was the deed consummated. Listen.
That's Kolo. All clear up ahead. Come on. Single file, you men. And watch me for a signal to take cover.
Okay.
Just supposing that we have good luck, Singh, which I am not supposing for a minute. How long should it take us to reach the stuff we need?
I finally hope to reach goal by sundown, Mark.
If we're still around by then.
Hold it. Wait a minute.
How long is it, sir?
Tiger tracks on the trail here. Fresh ones, too. Tiger.
Now, isn't that ducky, We could stop and feed them some hamburger, if we had some hamburger.
Yeah, we'll be hamburger, Mac, if he picks up our scent. All right, come on, but be very careful.
Say, what happened to the slick chick, anyway?
That chick?
Yeah, the pancake, the babe, the dolly, Van's sister.
Trina?
Trina. Methinks the wench has little likeness to these things, but thy words may have significance in foreign climes. Yonder she is, with the stout Australian.
Jeepers. A citizen asks a simple question, and this character throws the dictionary at you.
Not the dictionary, Tom, son. Van here only knows English from reading Shakespeare.
Seems like the hard way, don't it, Jake?
Your complaint would be more understandable, nephew, for it based on something more solid than your abysmal ignorance.
Holy cow, Unc. I always...
Master Jim, has my innocent tongue inspired unseemly dissonance?
Oh, don't worry about it, Van. If Bingley and Thompson didn't argue, it wouldn't be normal.
The word is subnormal when you mention this green sprout of my afflicted family tree.
You hear that, Mac?
Include me out, Tommy. I'm having no part in a family squabble.
Wait, men.
Huh? What's that?
Forsooth, these untrained eyes see nothing amiss, Master Jim.
What is it, Jim?
Look. Those liana vines. Overhanging the trail straight ahead.
Yes. We have seen many such.
Not like those. I never saw liana vines grow that way anywhere.
And isn't this another tiger track here?
Where, Mac?
Right here.
Boy, it sure is. This trail must lead to a waterhole nearby. The tiger's heading the same direction we are.
Give me the Tommy gun.
Oh, sure, Unc. Here. But go easy. The only bite left in it is what's in the clip right now.
Lead the way, Jim.
The rest of you stay here.
Okay,
but watch your step, fella. Our luck so far has been too good to be true.
Better release these safety cats, Dingley.
I am ready, never fear.
Look. I thought there was something like that.
A pit. A pit in the middle of the trail.
It's a native trap. They cover the pit with natural underbrush. And then when a thirsty animal comes along...
This time, Jim. Look. Down on the bottom.
Wait. It's a Jap.
I will signal to the others.
A dead Jap. He landed on those sharp spikes the natives left in the bottom there.
And what's the gimmick, Jackson? What gives around here anyway?
Your eyes will tell you.
Sounds wrong.
The sight to give the witches nightmares.
Yeah, but what matters is that that Jap was heading our way. It means that somewhere around here...
Take cover! Jim, that scream was like nothing human.
It wasn't human. That was our tiger. All right, come on. Keep down now and keep quiet.
Hey, you were right about a water hose, Jim. There it is.
Yeah. And look on the other side of it.
After that bright sun, how can you see in these shadows?
You'll get used to it.
Have my eyes gone foolish? Or is that another Japanese lying there?
Your eyes are okay, Sting.
Now, by my troth, the beast has discovered him who lay in wait for us.
That's about it, Van. After the first Jap fell in that native pit back there, the others hid beyond the waterhole.
And Mr. Tiger charged one of them and gave him the business.
Right. The shooting we heard was the Jap killing the tiger. Well, we'll be all right now.
Then I humbly suggest we proceed at once toward our goal. The day is about to die, and the darkness will increase our danger 10 times over. The tiger was unaware of it, but assuredly he was fighting on our side.
Any luck yet, Mac?
There is no sign of anything so far, Jim.
You're sure this is the right spot, Singley?
10 paces due east of that clump of casuarina trees. I am more than sure, Jim.
Could be the Jap got wise to this one too, Uncle Sting.
Won't you leave the stuff here, Sting?
Immediately after my first arrival in Malaya.
And who knew where it was?
Besides myself, only the Australian and General Headquarters.
General Headquarters?
Yes. Whenever feasible, they have been sending underwater boats to replenish our needs.
Oh, I dig you.
But you do not dig fast enough.
You mean Allied submarines have been sending landing parties to an appointed spot with food and ammunition for us? Is that it?
Yes. And this is the spot. Only.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I got something.
Too bad we don't dare use a flashlight.
Yeah, give me a hand, Thompson. It isn't very big. It's awkward, though.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Let me.
Hey.
What's up,
Michael?
Better put up your hands, Mac. Get the Jap. And he's ordering us to surrender.